Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Praise God. So we'll go right into our message. Last week we spoke from the topic of blessed and highly favored. This week we'll speak from the topic of blessed and highly favored, part two. This subtitle titled today is Because I Believe. Because I Believe. So just before we get too quiet, I want you to join me in a brief, short declaration of faith. It's important that we do that from time to time, that we make declarations, that we release the Word of God into an atmosphere or into an environment. So say this with me while you're seated. Say this with me. Because I believe, I shall prosper and be in health as my soul prospers. Because I believe, whatsoever my hand does, prospers. Because I believe, nothing is impossible to me. Because I believe, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Because I believe, no man shall be able to stand before me all the days of my life. Because I believe, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Because I believe, I'm blessed going in and coming out, in the city and the country, uprising and downsetting. Because I believe, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Because I believe, I'm an overcomer. And because I believe, I always triumph through Christ Jesus. And because I believe, in 2023, I've got the victory. Amen. Amen. That's our declaration of our faith. So if you recall in our message on blessed and highly favored, we looked at two areas because the set time, Psalm 102 verse 13 is what the message is based upon, which reads, "Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come." So we determined that a set time of favor, it may not be in a moment, it may be over a period of a month. It may be over a period of a year. It could be over a period of decades. You know, we are under a double decade of open heavens. That's why it's so important that the church awaken to the realities of the Word of God and begin to appropriate, activate promises that are given to us. So Psalm 102, the set time of favor has come. So we looked at favor or grace for affirmation. If you recall, anybody recall? Nobody recalls. Last week, we looked at favor was going to come to you for affirmation. Remember God says he's going to affirm you? Lord Jesus. All right, help us, Lord. All right, so favor was the first thing that we looked at. And I won't get into that because that was from last week. You go on YouTube and listen, or, you know, go to the site, re-listen. Don't just listen to it once and get, you know, your emotions stirred. Get it deep into your spirit, man, until it becomes, you and the message become one. Remember, that's what stature is. We don't just, and I know that's not most of the mindset, but sometimes you can forget when your emotions get really high, that we're not just here for an emotional high. I get excited about the Lord, but you know, once we receive revelation or we receive something, go back to the Word of God in your quiet time and Selah, meditate on it. You know, it's like a cow chewing the cud. I understand they have like four stomachs and they chew the cud. They just chew and chew and chew and chew. See, sometimes we get the emotional ride and then we're through with it. And then they ask you a question, you don't remember that. But see, when you chew it, it starts to become who you are. Remember, Elijah told Ahab, it's not going to rain at my word. He walked in a dimension of stature where he and the message have become one. That's our objective. That's our goal, to become one with the message. Not just to know a lot of things, but we're not becoming it. You know, not just to be, you know, let me say it this way. They're not here, but they're people that just want their ears tickled. Yes, amen. Come on, come on. This is going to be a good message now. I just want to set the record straight here. We're coming out this beautiful women's conference and all, and now. You understand? So, yes, rejoice. With them that rejoice, you know, we sing songs of Zion, we celebrate. But don't let that be where it stops. Because it's the word. It's the word that puts the devil in his place. You can sing it, you know, singing is wonderful, but he'll sing right along with you. But it's that word. Now, if you're singing the word, it's a different story. Yeah. Okay, so I just want to set that straight so that we become students of the word. Not just hearers, and not just, you know, we don't want to stop that. We want to be conformed to the image of Christ. That's what the whole creation is waiting for. We don't want to do the proverbial church thing. You know, we come, we have a great time, but you go and you are a forgetful hearer, so you're still fussing and fighting. Still walking, no change. But you come, see, don't get that twisted. Just because there's a good feeling here and there's a, you know, a drunk or a drug addict, God bless them, hope they get saved, but they can come in an environment like this, feel a whole lot better, and go right back out to the liquor store. Nothing changing. And come back next week and feel good. Or ultimately, hopefully, get convicted. Amen. You understand me? So we don't want to stop with just a feeling. We want change. Amen. I want to grow. It's important that, tell somebody, it's important that you grow.
It's
so important that you grow, because if you're not growing, you're dying. Amen. Ain't no, you know, frozen state. You understand? There's no neutral state. If we're not growing, it doesn't mean that we have to be growing by leaps and bounds, but in small ways a lot of times, but continuing to grow. Otherwise, you're regressing. Don't fool yourself. So we must stay focused and be hungry and put God first. You put God first by putting his word first. Amen. Amen. So, Psalm, the first thing is favor. God said he's going to affirm you. The set time of favor, affirmation, he's going to affirm his people. The second thing, anybody remember? All right. Thank you, Jesus. Whew, I felt the big one coming. He's going to destroy shame. Stuff that has hindered you, the phobias, the fears, the oppression, the depression, the low self-esteem, all that stuff that tries to eat at the root of the vine. God said, I'm destroying that shame from Mephibosheth. I'm going to destroy it all. Amen? Amen? And then Anybody remember the third one? Backsliders. All right. I woke up the giant. All right, he's going to favor the backsliders. Remember, God is the God of a second chance and a third chance and a fourth chance. Who's to determine when grace runs out? I wouldn't play with it, but who's to determine when it runs out? Sometimes you think it ought to run out of somebody, but they still getting grace. God determines that. So he's going to favor the backsliders. Now I want to talk about today because I believe God is going to favor us through our faith. Amen. Somebody say favor through faith.
Amen.
Now this is not your common, ordinary favor that a man or a person can give you. This is extraordinary favor. We're going to take a look at the extraordinary favor that comes to us through faith. Let me start here. And go back over something I've taught before, but I want to reinforce it, and that is the four phases of faith. You know, we sometimes think of faith in a blur. You know, just have faith. But there's a process to it. There are certain tangible things that are necessary for you to truly have biblical faith that will cause manifestation. Well, just believe God. I think it's more to it than that. First of all, let's look at how God believes or how God operates. See, we being created in the image and after the likeness of him also operate like him.
Amen.
Do we understand that?
Amen.
So it behooves us to search the scriptures, see how God works. Even Christ, when he came, he manifested the Father through a certain processes. He didn't just do stuff. He subjected himself to all the things that we are subjected to. But he walked in a certain manner to fully represent his Father. Let's look at Mark chapter 11 and verse 23 first. Now we're talking about because we believe, we are blessed and highly favored. Well, what I want you to check is your belief system.
Amen.
Are you really believing?
Amen.
Is what you are operating in, is it really faith? Or is it reduced just to hope? Hoping and a praying. See, faith is the substance. It goes a little further than hope. Faith is the substance of things you've hoped for. So hope has a lot to do with faith, but they're different. When you're hoping for something, that's good. You hope for the best. But having faith for it is something different. Because see, hope will have you singing Kumbaya while the boat sinks.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Don't have to speak with great ability. You don't have to sing or shout or preach or cry. There's no need to make your point with style or eloquence. or to flawlessly debate.